Three, two, one.
Welcome back to the Leader Podcast.
Welcome. Glad to see you guys.
Yeah.
You know, it's the Leader Podcast.
It is.
It's Monday.
It's not post-election, and we're not talking about that.
You just said don't bring it up, and yet that's the first thing you do. Don't look at the people that just had a horrific accident.
Yeah, but you still do. And then you rear in the car in front of you.
You rubbernecker.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, let's give a shout out.
I do want to give a
shout
out.
Credit where credit is due.
So I have recently learned how to run certain reports in our database.
Ooh, just enough to be dangerous?
Yes, powerful. So I ran a report that said, hey, how many kids do we have coming on Wednesday who have not come on Sunday in the last 3 months?
Okay. Right?
So they're only coming on Wednesdays. And it was like 135 students or something like that. It was a bunch. And so
that's like more than like any given Wednesday.
Yeah. I also just made that number up, but it was a lot.
Okay.
So it was definitely at least 90.
Okay.
Also made that number up. It was a lot of kids. It was more kids than I would have written cards to.
Yeah.
Let me tell you that it was not more kids than Michelle Shadler would have written cards to.
Wow.
She took that whole list and she wrote a note to every single kid that said, love you guys so much. We'd love to see you in Connect Groups on Sunday. Love your friends at Cross Creek Students.
That is fantastic.
Yeah.
Michelle.
So good job, Michelle. Sorry for the writer's cramp.
Hero.
Yeah, well done.
You know, on the notes here, you wrote Michelle Shadler wrote 1,000.
I know. I kept whittling the number back.
And so, Michelle, when I saw this, I was so impressed. And so, while I'm very impressed by this story,
now it might be more like 60.
Well,
I'm not
as impressed as I was when I read this. I'm trying to still be impressed for you, but Darren really like he stole your thunder.
Sorry,
with
Michelle.
Over exaggeration. So
it's the youth pastor count.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
Good job.
Oh man. All right. Well,
let's give away some breakfast in the bay.
Let's do it. So, if you don't know, last couple weeks we've been everyone who went to our September leader training.
Yes.
His name is in this thing. So if you see your name, you owe us a like if you're watching on YouTube. And if you're not on YouTube, you owe us a subscribe in your podcast catcher. So
love it.
What we've been doing is the week that they win, we have something better than the glazed donuts.
Better in the bay.
Better breakfast in the bay.
Better breakfast in the bay.
And the winning connect group for better breakfast in the bay is none other than the wonderful, the glorious, the well-intentioned, the fantastic Dia Kerr!
All right, Dia. 11th and 12th grade girls, 11 o'clock, breakfast in the bay next week.
Is that the same as Lauren Wheeler?
Enjoy. No, but they are 9:45.
Oh, okay.
9:45. Right. But it has been all high school groups that have won that so far.
Interesting. Middle school leaders, where were you?
Oh, I didn't think about that being the reason why.
Is that the reason why?
I don't know. I just figured you
rigged it. My brain.
I just figured you rigged it.
No. I mean, no. Like, you know, your wife was there. She's a sixth grade leader. Greg Pert was there. He's a sixth grade leader. Adam Harvell was there.
Yeah. David
McIntyre.
Robin
Travis
McIntyre.
Nash.
Yeah. There are a lot of
You guys aren't getting lucky. So, sorry. We got two more weeks of
this. The wheel does not like you.
Yeah, I guess not.
All right. Awesome.
Generation
Let's keep
Alpha.
About, yeah, let's keep talking about them.
So, Generation Alpha, if you didn't watch last week's episode, we said people are classifying them being born between 2010 and 2025.
Ish.
So they're in our youth ministry. Middle
Everywhere.
Schoolers.
Everywhere. Not just middle schoolers. Like,
and underclassmen.
Yeah,
too.
Underclassmen. Yep.
So one thing that was unique, I read this, I thought it was really fascinating. Gen Z grew up under the rise of kind of customization.
Mm-hmm.
So AIs and algorithms and, you know, like, you know, when you log on to like your Netflix, like it's going to feed you similar genres of things.
Yeah, things that you like.
Yeah.
Or that you've watched.
That's the power of algorithm. That's really like TikTok kind of took the world over during COVID by creating this brand new type of social media framework, which feeds to us things that like we wouldn't have, like it's not from people we follow.
Yeah.
Like we don't know who we're seeing these things from.
Yeah.
We just are. And so while Gen Z grew up under kind of this rise of customization, what we're seeing Gen Alpha do is rise up under the age of personalization. And
what's the difference?
The difference between that is like now we're seeing like where they can create their own, like it's similar to like TikTok and stuff like that, but they can create even more customization. Okay. I like this video. I don't. Like, Netflix will give you the, like,
thumbs up. Yeah. Yeah.
And so as they live their life and as they live their world, they get to create the world that they want.
Man, there are so many implications with that.
Right?
Yeah. You never think outside your own sphere.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'll give you an example.
My mind is being blown right now.
I pay for YouTube Premium, like personally in my life.
Can I borrow your login sometime?
And because my kids like to watch Minecraft videos.
Yeah.
And they don't have those on Disney Plus. So
fair enough.
So if you log on to the YouTube app on at my house in my living room, which is the only place my kids are allowed to watch YouTube.
Smart.
When I'm there.
Smart.
Right?
Yep.
It's all like the whole algorithm there is like Minecraft, 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 Minecraft. Don't, like, despite the fact that, like, I'm subscribed to Cross Creek Church and Cross Creek Students and the Down to Dunk Oklahoma City Thunder podcast and the Pat McAfee show, like, none
Hybrid Youth Ministry.
Yeah. None of the subscriptions of the things I'm subscribed to are what's being fed on that TV.
Yeah.
Right? It's all stuff that they know are, like, personalized to them. Meanwhile, pull open the exact same YouTube account on my phone. And it's all those things that I watch. Basketball podcasts, football podcasts, like youth ministry
so
podcasts.
So it's not just paying attention to the owner. Yeah. It's paying attention to the device on which
and
it's played.
And the medium.
Yeah.
And like, isn't that crazy?
Yeah. I also wonder if that's the rise of each person has their own profile, like in Netflix.
Yeah.
Each person has their own profile. That way, it doesn't matter what you watch.
Yeah.
And let me just tell you something. I'm not an alpha, for sure. But I, all the time, I'm like, do not watch that on my profile because I don't want that stuff.
Yeah.
And my mind is being blown right
now. So let's think about the implications that that has for church.
Yeah.
Oftentimes in church, we have a one-size-fits-all package.
Yeah.
Here is church. It is.
This is
it. Yep. This is church.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just about the only place in the world. And it's similar to like school as well.
Yeah.
It's like, here is the thing. Like, but everywhere else, especially as they shift in and out of digital, like they get to control all of that.
Yeah.
And then we offer them a one size fits all. And
they're like, forget that.
Right. And
wow,
what do we do with that? Is it get over it? That's the world that we live in.
Yeah.
Or do we meet them at least understanding that it's just foreign for them to have to like enter in, like they don't have to watch, they don't have to tune in to NBC and watch whatever commercials. Like my kids, when we go on vacation, they'll ask like, can we put on Phineas and Ferb? I'm like, no.
Yeah.
And they're like, why?
Yeah.
They don't get it.
Yeah.
Like they just don't get it. And it's not like, oh, they got to learn how to do it. Like, no, cable TV is becoming more of a thing of the past, and streaming is obviously much more a thing of the future. So we just have to realize that that also is going to carry implications with faith and connect groups and conversations. So how do we help meet Gen Alpha more where they are?
Yeah, in my mind, I'm always thinking access points. Like, how many different ways can we give a kid to get in? But once they're in, we also have to give them a menagerie of options,
yeah,
is what I'm hearing you say.
Well, or like with at least clarity, because like too many options is also not good.
Sure.
Right.
Well, and we can't sustain that as a ministry.
But that's one of the reasons we do like our Wednesday workshops.
Yeah.
Right. Like that's a
piece of it.
Alternative option. You gotta kind of pick between one or the other.
Yeah.
You don't get both.
Yeah.
But that helps, you know, sort of answer that. But
Sunday morning you can pick hours. Like if you got soccer practice on Sunday at 11:30, you can go to the 9:45 group.
But those types of things too, like it can get dangerous in faith because we serve an exclusive Lord with an exclusive gospel.
Yeah.
And you don't get to pick.
Yeah.
It's I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Yeah.
And so I think we can create access points and personalization in the programs that we offer while still speaking an exclusive gospel truth
of
who Jesus is. So
fascinating.
Yeah.
Okay.
Story time?
Yeah. story time. So we don't always have a story.
We don't.
But you now have a bracelet.
Yes, you do.
And so,
well, if they went to the October leader meeting.
Yeah, or I think they're also maybe in the leader workroom. Mm. So if you missed it at the meeting, you definitely got it in the workroom.
There you
or
go.
You could have.
Yeah.
All you got to do is hold that thing up to your phone.
Yeah.
It opens a form that's like, here's a story. Boop. You can just
love it
and tell us.
Yeah.
Like, right. It sends right to us.
We want to know. Public.
Yeah.
We want to know.
And it gives us a little something to talk about.
Yeah.
And sometimes they're funny and sometimes they're awesome.
Yeah.
And
serious. Or
life change. Yeah. We'd love to know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So use your bracelet. Crash
and
land it.
Let's crash land this thing.
All right. Love you guys.